The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by promodj.com, audioboom.com, clamor.com, sbsdesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music, nyc.com, vintagesoulsupply.com, diamondfuse.com, and manhattanscreenprint.com. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey guys, before you guys embark into our podcast, the Open Bottle Talk here on Chill Lover Radio, we wanted to go ahead and let you guys know, first and foremost, that this show contains adult, and I do mean strong adult situations, dark humor, and above all, vulgar language. If you're a person who has a weak constitution or any of the things that I stated in this warning, please go ahead and turn this off. No hard feelings. And by the way, Frank, yes, is there anything else you want to throw in there?
If you're Sandy, you might want to leave.
Fair enough. Enjoy. Also, you guys have been warned.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to let you guys know that today this show is being recorded on Friday, February 10th, 2017. And just want to let you guys know now, so whenever you, this is the time, the moment, the place where we're at with you guys. My name is Key.
My name is Frank.
And today we want to let you guys know, before we start, we really, really encourage you to not skip past that warning label.
Please don't just skip the disclaimer.
We want you guys to understand shit goes south at a given fucking turn at any fucking moment.
This is an adult show. We use adult language. We talk about adult situations. Don't skip over it.
Absolutely. And then while this is going on, while you're listening to us in your ear, check out the website, obsbeers.com. Also, check out chilloverradio.net. Phenomenal group who believes in us, and we believe in them. It's one huge synergetic sort of relationship, don't you think, Frank?
Amen, brother.
And Chill is like going the bat for us. And we really appreciate it, and we love the network, and we love the guys who are editing our show. Big shout out to the editing crew. Like, it's beautiful. So right now, we're live on Periscope. We want to give a huge shout out to the Bottle Squad. Bottle Squad, let yourself be known. Go ahead and show up that hashtag Bottle Squad, and we're going to see the room light up. We've got a lot of people here tonight for the whole entire podcast. So if you guys want to be involved in our podcast, head over to Periscope, download it, check out OBS Beers. You'll see us, trust us. And we do this every Friday for you guys live. Then whenever this airs, then if you hit us up with something wonderful, we'll give you credit in our podcast. Correct, Frank? All right, guys. So I'm going to let Frank take it away. What we'll do is we're going to talk about the beer first. That's tonight's lineup. We'll pick which one's for breakfast. We'll go to dessert. And then we're going to go ahead and do our thing about what did we do all week. Yeah. Go ahead, Frank. Take it away.
My voice is a little raspier and deeper than normal, but
yeah, baby.
Just fucking deal with it. From 101 North.
Ow.
We've got Naughty Odd Imperial Stout from Ritual Brewing Company. We have a single rye IPA called El Dorado from Brew Rebellion. I love Brew Rebellion.
Go ahead and plug their show, buddy.
If you have not seen it yet, you must see it. It's called Barley Beer Barons. It's on Amazon right now. Soon to be on Netflix after, but right now it's exclusively on Amazon. So if you have Prime, you're able to watch the episodes. It was great to binge. It took me about 2 hours, and I watched all the episodes. It was fantastic. So from our friends at Brew Rebellion, this is called Sealed with a Kiss Lemon and Lime Goza. From Hangar 24, we've got a Chocolate Porter. And from Lanikai, we've got Moku Imperial IPA.
Ooh. All right. I like what we got going on here. What's for dessert, and then what's the starter, the breakfast?
We're going to go with Brew Rebellion, Sealed with a Kiss Lemon and Lime Goza.
Okay, and then what are we going to end it with?
Well, that's what we're going to end it with.
Oh, you want that for dessert? I'm sorry. My apologies.
We usually go very dark for dessert.
Right.
I want something a little lighter.
Okay, with that sort of piece of information, what are we starting off with?
I think we're going to start off with the El Dorado Single Rye IPA.
All right, guys. So now that we've talked about what's tonight's lineup, what we do want to talk about is Frank. It's been a week.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Well, I've got a bit of a cold going, man. My entire family was sick and I was holding out. I was doing all right. And now all of a sudden I'm starting to lose my voice.
Fuck.
I say.
That's fucked up, bro.
You sound sexy.
That's fucked up. Your family set your ass up.
Totally.
Okay. Anything else? I mean, I know.
You know, it's.
I know you're free this weekend.
I am free. My beautiful wife is out of town. My kids are having a sleepover tonight, so.
Oh, shit. You almost didn't make it.
I almost didn't.
I am glad that you did.
Big Daddy's out to play.
Yeah, get it, big dog.
How about you, Key? How was your week?
Well, my hand is not broken.
Anyway, let's get to the show.
Oh, let's get to the show. Dick's on fire for you, man.
I'm sorry to hear.
Shit. Your hand is so- yeah, well, the cool part is today they determined nothing's broken. Nothing is fractured. It's now just nerves and getting it to work again. And they're guesstimating 2 months that I've got to learn to use my hand again. So we're under the impression 90 to 95% usage again. Not too bad. But let's hope I get 100% because I need 100% to go all out jacking the fuck off. I cannot wait till I can close my hand a little bit. I'm going to reunite them two. You know, I'm talking about two old buddies and shit. Woo! Dick's on fire, brother.
That's too bad.
Man, you know how bad it's going to be if someone wants me to grab their tits and I can't? I can just use one or ask for a friend.
You can claw them.
No, that's retarded. Okay. I'll claw the titties. Ladies, if you want me to claw your titties, check us out on our Snapchat, OBS Beers, and Snapchat. Dem titties. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started. Other than that, I think this is going to be one hell of a ride.
Yeah.
Sound fantastic. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed our introduction. Every time that we roll tape, we feel rusty. I think it's the truth. I think we're like, how should we fire off the show? And I think you're just supposed to grab your nuts, pull her head back or his head back, it depends on where you put in your dick, and just fire it in her mouth. If a little bit gets on the face, hey, you just made art. Hey, everyone loves finger painting. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and roll with the next beer. Frank, take it away.
From Ritual Brewing Company out of Redlands, I believe it's California. This is the Single Rye IPA El Dorado. It is 7% ABV.
Nice.
If you want some more information on these guys, look up www.ritualbrewing.com.
All right, go ahead, Frank, if you could for me. I only got
absolutely
one hand, brother.
My friend, let me get that. Wait, I'm stuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're actually using our Walking Dead official zombie hand bottle opener. Guys, I'm being serious. It is an official Walking Dead bottle opener. It's really cool. I've had it for a long time, and I thought we would use it. So what we're going to do is we're going to pour it towards the people, and then we'll show the people on Periscope the bottle so you guys can get an idea of we always talk about the color of it, but we rather you come in and watch us when we're filming live to see the color, because I hate to tell you this, there's only so many colors that we can honestly describe about the visual, right? Unless it's something crazy like out of crazy style amount of head, or the legs are really impressive. But other than that, we encourage you to check us out on Periscope and watch us every Friday and check that out. Okay, so Frank, I really do like the bottle. I always like that heat transfer thing. I mean, paper's cool, but you know, if you're a person who cuts glass, that's a great drinking glass. I think it would be. It's really cool. All right, so Frank, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get our smell on. Cheers to that shit. Click, clang, it a clue, clue. Almost drunk it. Like,
see, it's not. It's easy to do, man.
Yeah. All right. So we're smelling it. What you got?
I almost drank it too.
Oh shit. Oh, we're fucking. We suck at this job. I swear to you. Man.
It's very botanical yet fruity at the same time. You get a definite malt presence, and I think that's where some of the sweetness and the aroma is coming from, but it's nice and hoppy. It says it's a single hop. I haven't looked at what hop it is yet.
Right.
It's somewhat tropical.
Oh, yeah.
It's not full-on tropical. It's somewhat. I'm thinking, and I haven't looked yet, I'm thinking Amarillo or maybe Mosaic.
Hey, you know, you actually might be right on that Mosaic, or maybe
actually, I know what it is.
You know what it is?
I'm a dumbass.
You what?
It's El Dorado.
That's the name of the beer. That's the hop that they're using. So here you guys go. So El Dorado is kind of a faint fruity fragrance. You've got your Mosaics, which is tropical. And then you've got your Citra hops, which puts on that nice oranges and grapefruits, sometimes tangerines.
Mangoes.
Yeah, a lot of those in the citrus family. That's where that comes from as far as what people have ever experienced. That's why they use them. So he's right. It's got a faint tropical fragrance, a little pineapple, a little cherry, maybe a little papaya. For me, I'm actually pulling dragon fruit. If you've never experienced it, please, you see it in the store, spend the money. It's a little expensive, but you know, it's a fruit you should get familiar with because a lot of people are using them now. Let's see. The malt profile is right on there with that nice, like, caramelized sweet fragrance. And what's going on is the balance is coming in. This is a well-balanced beer as far as the aromatics go. It's like super nectar, flower, green thumb in the morning style. I don't know if you guys can picture that with me. And then there's something else in here. I smell rye. I smell something bready in here. I really do. I'm pulling rye, and rye is a very distinctive smell versus your wheat.
Gives it so much spice.
Yeah, and the white. Yeah, there's like some spice going on. So I'm going to go ahead and take a guess and assume that it's rye. I'm just going to see if I can pull some skills out here. Guys, we're going to move on to the taste. Let's keep it pushing.
Clinkity clank clank.
Yeah, there's rye.
Oh, yeah.
That's rye. You're talking about the most. Wow. Ready for the coolest oxymoron ever? It's a wet dry. Mm-hmm. It's very refreshing coming in. It's coming in nice, refreshing, cooling. Even though this is done at room temperature, we'll probably say this is probably pushing about 70-something degrees. That's a room temperature beer right now where we're at in Vegas. As you're drinking it, you're definitely tasting something bready. Now, the El Dorado hops that they're using in this, it's complementing the drying aspect. The hops that is producing that hoppy, the thing that you get in your head when you're talking about hops, it's drying, but it's still creamy. There's a superior, man, this thing is fucking phenomenal.
It's got great balance.
Yeah, but once you swallow it, that rye is going to hang off the back of your mouth. Yeah. And it's like, no, it's like a bad relationship. Like, you will not forget me. And it's like fucking up your uvula going, yeah. Didn't mean to scream in your ear, but I'm just giving you an explanation. Guys, creamy, well-balanced, sweet, and bitter. Then on the finish, 100% rye for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. We got some great spice in the end. And I agree. I think I sort of interrupted what Key was saying. I said balance, and I really feel a balance to it. It's malty and sweet, but then it's also really, really aggressively hoppy. I mean, it's bitter. It really is. Has a nice bitter finish. And then that bitter finish, all of a sudden, it's like, hi, spice. Spice. So that rye is definitely present there.
I am completely out of breath, Frank.
I saw.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are watching this on Periscope, you'll watch me get up in a panic. We forgot to turn the cooling fan on my phone. And all of a sudden, once the temperature gets too high for charging, then the phone gets too hot. Then it turns off because it has a temperature lock on it. And goddamn, I've never moved so fast in my life.
No, you did move good.
Ooh. All right. So I think we're in agreement. I think the smell, the taste is fucking delicious. Mm. Man, this is a really good beer. All right, Frank, what you got for these guys? Grading system, if you guys are new to our show. Our grading system is very simple, super simplistic. 0 being the worst. 3 being the middle means it's not good or bad. It's just, hey, glad it's here. And 5 is the shit. Now, if we go any further than a 5, which is very rare, we do a 5+. Yeah. If it's a horrible beer beyond recognition, we will say no score, but that also becomes a double-edged sword because there's been 3 beers me and Frank have ever done, and they got no score because it was just in its own legacy. So we always explain where that goes. So a no score can go one way or the other. And if it is a low score, lower than 3, it does not mean we hate it. It's just compared to all the other beers with superior complexity. We just want you guys to understand that we command you to still go out there and go try a beer. Our palates are refined. Our palates are geared to our job. For you guys are out there to look for an experience. We're just here to guide you there. So please, if we say this beer is shit, go try it. Let us know. You can contact us at key@obsbeers.com.
Or frank@obsbeers.com.
Let us know you're taking a sip. That's all right. Just want to let you guys know that we're always here to listen to. If you even want to argue with us about something, conversation is the key.
Sure.
All right. So Frank, what you got for him? I just wanted to kind of put this on the show. Live on Periscope,
yep.
So they can get a better understanding of why or how we're going to grade this.
I think it's exceptional. Really, really good. Not everybody digs rye. And I think it's a hard thing to dig because it really will spice your beer up. You don't think it's gonna. And oh, it's gonna. And I think it totally changes the flavor profile from what would have been what you call a smash, where it's a single malt and single hop, into something just a little bit different. I'm going to go 4-5 on this.
Nice, nice. That's a great explanation. Absolutely. I think the star of the El Dorado, actually, I'm gonna have to be a little biased on this. It's a great name. I think it's a name that could stand on its own, but it's using El Dorado hops. The star of the show is the rye. The rye is a little overpowering over the whole entire thing. But remember, guys, I'm not an IPA fan. I'm just not. It's just not one of my favorite styles. I'll drink them. I keep doing them. And I'm always astounded by how versatile beer actually can be. It doesn't matter what style it is. There's been some stouts I've been depressed with. Like, this particular beer is going to get a 4-5 for me as well. Ritual, you guys did a phenomenal job. We really do appreciate the hard work that you put in this. This is a hell of a beer. I'm going to put it in two categories that we've been talking about offline. So there are three categories of beers. We try to keep everything simplistic here. So mainstream beers are beers you're just like, kind of moved on. You know, shit, it's here. I'm going to drink it because someone handed it to me. So your mainstream beers are beers everyone knows around the world. Okay, so whatever it is, and you've heard it from around the world, mainstream. Then you have your daily drinkers, which is the new, like, oh man, I'm glad I found this beer. Like, you know, you might have found something from Founders, or you might have found something from Ritual here. That's your daily drinker. And then your top shelves are the superior beers. You're like, I'm going to put this away and only share it when I really need to, or I'm going to have this because I deserve it. This beer falls into a daily drinker if it was in smaller bottles, or you would buy a few of them and then crack it open on the weekend, or a top shelf IPA, which, believe it or not, in my experience, would probably age pretty cool. I think you can probably sit on this for a year, and I think that's a pretty interesting thing. Was there a date on this one at all, or what year was this? Is there a born-on date?
I don't recall seeing a date on it.
Okay.
But I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Think pear and watermelon candy. Now hit it.
Prickly pear. Was that what that they were talking about that in that?
The El Dorado hop has a candy-ish profile to it.
Wow. I think the rye threw me off.
Yeah, well, it's spicy as hell, but
oh yeah.
So it should be sort of tropical with some pear, like a watermelon Jolly Rancher kind of thing.
Fair enough. Now, guys, what we used to do back in the day on Open Bottle Society on our YouTube channel, make sure you guys check us out there, search OBS Beers. We used to do this thing called Story Time, and only one brewery kind of ruined it. But so what we used to do is read the advertisement on the back after we ended up doing the beer. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Please.
I'm going to hand it over to Mr. Movie Man, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Mr. Movie Man, are you here?
Yes.
All right. Could you read this bottle?
Hand me the beer. El Dorado Single Hop Series. Oops. IPA Series. Named for the lost city of gold, the El Dorado is known for its candy-like aroma, tropical fruit flavors, with hints of pear and watermelon candy. We brew each batch of single rye IPA with a single hop variety to showcase the hop. We use simple malt bill, using only crisp Pilsner malt and spicy rye. 1.066 original gravity, 85 IBU. Pairs well with chili lime chicken, ceviche, flan, lucha libre. This beer always plays alone nicely.
Thank you, bud.
You're welcome.
Nice job, Movie Guy.
You too, Frank.
Thank you.
Get better.
Yeah, I will.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. Hope you guys enjoyed that nice little installment. Guys, we'll be back with the next. Frank, what's the next beer coming up? Do we know?
Let's stay IPA, and we'll go dark as we go along.
Okay.
So we're going to go for the Lanikai
Ooh,
Loku.
Ooh, I know who got IPA. That for us. I know who got that for us.
You do?
Yep. Neener, neener, neener.
I guess you'll tell us.
Yep. We'll be right back, folks.
Excellent. Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed that. So the next up is a beer that was provided to us by the one, the only Rex and Effects from Rex. The islands. Yeah, from the 8 islands of Hawaii, guys. I'm not trying to just give out his location, but he's from those beautiful areas. And we want to say we love you. Mahalo. Aloha. We haven't seen him in a while. We know he's also a fireman. And he's got another job. And I believe he might have gotten married and didn't want to
tell anybody. But we wish him the best, and he's just a good overall cat, and we miss him, and we love you, bro. So, Rex and Effects, this one's for you, and we really do thank you for this beer from your neck of the woods. Frank, what are we doing?
From Lanikai Brewing Company, this is Moku Imperial IPA, 8.1% ABV, island-inspired. It's from Lanikai Brewing Company out of Kailua, Hawaii.
Bam.
If you want some more information on these guys, it is www.lanikaibrewing.com. LANIKAI brewing.com.
And the cool part is I already got a few of the bottles from Lanikai. All their bottles are just gorgeous. Like seriously, doesn't it look like the papers from Hawaii, like some coconut leaves?
I was just touching the paper, and after I poured this, I was gonna say, "Hey, you gotta feel this paper.
It feels weird, weird. It's like newspaper paper."
Yeah.
And the cool part is, we're gonna show you the label on Periscope again. If you guys want to see what this stuff looks like, check us out on Periscope while we're filming. Yeah, it's just nostalgia, man. Boy, I put you right near the beach. It does real quick. And what we'll do is, I see a little passage. It's a small passage on the side, and we'll let Movie Man, actually his name is, what's his name, do you know what his name is? I just call him Movie Man.
His name is Dick Gazinia.
All right, that's the, we call him Richard, but his real name is Dick Gazinia, and that's our Movie Man gentleman. So we just call him Movie Man, or we call him Double M Richard, or call him Dick Mazinia. Yeah, Dick's Mazinia. And we'll let him do another little cameo. We'll let him read the insert in a moment. And so what we're going to do is, we're now going to smell it. All right, Frank, let's try not to drink it this time. Here we go. Click, clink, clickety, clank, clink, the clue, clue. Oh, yeah, just
drink it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Mm, wow. You drank it, you ass. Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he drank it.
I did. I fucking, what is that called?
Everybody gave me such a fucking hard time last week when I drank one before smelling it. Fuck you.
Wait. What is it called? I just did my own influential behavior. Like, no, don't drink it. And fucking drink it. All right, guys.
Subliminal behavior.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck me, dude. This is a great night.
Well, you know, T, how did it taste? I'll do the smell.
No. Let's wait. Now I'll smell it.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's because we're doing
the clink
instead of actually clinking.
Because drink with the clink. Yeah, you know what? Something wrong with it. We changed something up and we got fucked up. All right, let's talk about the smell.
I mean, it smells like an IPA. It smells really hop aggressive.
Yeah.
Botanical and planty and citrusy and bitter.
Yeah.
This smells like it's going to be a palate wrap.
Yeah, you know, hands down, guys, this smells botanical. Very heavy in the arts of the green thumb. I like that. Very heavy in the arts of the green thumb. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, wise guy, yeah.
Yo, Kung Fu, right? No, but it's very, very, yeah, it smells like it's going to pretty much fuck your day up. But the cool part is, it also smells outdoors. This is something I don't never normally talk about. It literally smells like a beautiful garden on a nice breezy day. Like, there's a smell here, guys. When you guys talk about aromatics, there are several areas that it's going to take you to. One is a color, believe it or not. And you guys hear me all the time, like, it smells like a brown. These are proven facts. One, it's going to also give you a texture, and the other one will take you to a place. And I've said it, oh man, this beer smells like we should be in a pub. So this beer is basically, the aromatics are placing me somewhere, and it actually smells like outdoors.
Yeah,
so garden-ish. Yeah, so it's really nice. And whatever that means to you, that's what you're going to get on this fragrance. The cool part is, it also just smells just inviting and delicate, but that hops that's
also
in there.
Dangerous.
Yeah, that fucking sneak up on you shit. He's hiding in the bushes, motherfucker. He's hiding. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Club you.
Now, see, when I tasted it, I'm able to get rid of that sort of memory because it's not a part of our thing, and I didn't mean to take a swig, so I'm able.
That's all right, man.
Because literally, I just.
I'm not going to give you shit like everybody gave me last
week. No.
Okay.
It was just funny.
It's okay.
Hey.
It's boobla.
Wait. Casualties of war, motherfucker. Hey, no one's safe on our show, guys.
Cheers
to the taste.
To the taste. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not as palate reckoned as I thought it was going to be.
No, but I can agree with you on this. Is this one of the most daintiest IPAs you've ever tasted? And this is an Imperial.
Yeah. For an Imperial, it's extremely, extremely delicate.
Soft.
Yeah.
Velvet. Almost like flat cream soda.
It's bitter as shit.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. It's bitter almost to, it's a little unpleasant bitter. Not for me. But for some people, it might be unpleasant bitter.
Yeah.
But delicate, creamy, frothy, earthy, botanical.
Yeah.
Not a lot of citrus.
No, not at all.
Some somebody. I mean, it's in there, and it, I think it's almost hidden in there.
Like, you know what? I don't want to
secret garden.
I don't. You know what? I think this is one of those beers that we literally have to power through. So, guys, we're gonna take two more. So, normally, with a beer that you can't bypass, you've got to do three sips. The first one is a shock to the system. The second one's getting used to it, and then the third one is where the beer is at, is what they would advertise, is what they're talking about. It's get your feet wet style. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay, so how many have you done? I'm at two. All right, let's get to the third one. Okay, so I'm past the bitter part now, and I'm getting tropical notes. Like, I'm getting a very tropical hop. Now, there's a very faint malt presence. All right, there's no malt presence here, guys. It's sweet, but it's not like a memorable sweet. Yeast burst, as far as whatever yeast would put in, it's kind of like a nice little cracker, but it's not.
Washed out a little bit.
Now, once you get past the botanical part, are we able to break down so many fruits? The only thing I can pull out of this, pineapple.
Because it's from Hawaii?
No, because out of all the citruses, this one's the most sweetest. It doesn't taste like an orange or a grapefruit. It's got oil like the, now see guys, I don't want you guys to think that it's pineapples in your head. I'm talking about you took a whole pineapple with the skin and all on the plants and pureed it. That's what you're tasting. It's a weird, distinctive, it's weird. It's almost like pineapple core.
It tastes like what pineapple smells like.
Right. There you go. It tastes like it should smell.
You get that fresh pineapple and you're sniffing the bottom to see if it's fresh and ripe.
Has anyone ever sucked on a mango seed?
Or sniffed the bottom?
Frank, have you ever kind of sucked on a mango seed? Yeah. Or like kind of pull the meat off the skin?
Yeah.
That also I'm getting to, I don't know if any of that's correct, but that's what I'm experiencing. So right. There's some tropical hiddenness in here, and I only wanted to push it that further because this is a tropical place. If you're going to make beer, make it tropical. I'm just saying, location. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Frank, what do you got on this and why?
I'm going to go 4. I think it's above average. It's weird. So oily. I didn't say it, but there's a lot of pine notes to it. To me, it's pretty piney. Also with that kind of whole fruit pineapple at the end, it's an interesting beer.
Absolutely. For me, guys, I'm going to go to what, a 4 or 5. For me, I'm able to pull a little bit of something fruity. Whether it's the citrus, whether what I said was there. I'm really pleased by this because it's not aggressive. Would this be your top shelf? No. Would this be your daily? Absolutely. I think ice cold, it would be phenomenal. Room temperature, if you want to experience this. And I think the longer it even sits out, I think it's going to pretty much become a palate wrecker.
Yeah.
Like, it's got that. He's right. It's piney, soap detergent, leather.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are going on here that you would associate with an Imperial IPA.
Hang time is crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's still hanging. And I'm done.
And he's out. And that's a pretty cool beer. It's so sneaky. This will jack you the fuck up. All right, guys. What we're going to do is we're going to hand it over to, what's his name?
Dick Kazinia.
Dick, are you here?
Yes.
Dick Kazinia, could you read the bottle?
Sounds good to me. Moku Imperial IPA. Pikaki Botanicals bring out the floral aroma and slight bitterness to our signature IPA. Complemented by select hops with notes of citrus, pineapple, and mango, a solid malt backbone adds a final touch of sweetness. Keep cold, avoid the sunlight, do not age. Recycle batch number 101. The hops are off the scale and their malts is only at a 2.
All right, thank you, Dick Sabinia. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and close this up. Wait, what?
Kazinia.
Kazinia. Oh, it sounds a little mango-ish. All right, guys. All right, so we'll be right back with our commercial. Hope you guys enjoy it.
We'll be right back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, if you are looking for a way to get out of the rut, the way to break from mainstream beers, head over to obsbeers.com. We have thousands upon thousands of beer reviews at your leisure and fingertips. If our website of obsbeers.com is not exactly what you're looking for, check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter,
Catch us live on Periscope, Instagram, Untappd, Snapchat us, Google+, Pinterest, Skype, and Glide. And you're more than welcome to reach us on our contact page on obsbeers.com. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back.
All right, guys, we are back. Frank, how you holding up with your buzz, buddy?
Good, good, man.
We're holding up with that buzz. We're all having a good time. Good, good, no good. Worries. I love that shit. No walkers. All right, we want to give a huge shout out to all the Bottle Squad members watching us live on Periscope. We want to say thank you to everyone who's just tuning in on Periscope. Thank you so much. They've been kind of silly tonight, so we haven't been able to use a lot of their shit, unfortunately, all right? Now, Frank, how important is it for our listeners right now on True Lover Radio tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk all over the world? How important is it for them to come to our Periscope?
Well, I think it's really important. You get to interact with some cool people, the Bottle Squad. You know, we're like a family. And when we're off of Open Bottle Talk, it really is like a family. I mean, it's not a family show, folks. Definitely not. But just the camaraderie, and we're all in it together. We've got, you know, friends and stuff that they're drinking the same stuff that we're drinking when we're reviewing it. So they get to kind of experience the same things that we are.
OBSBeers.com.
And we ask them questions as they're drinking it. You know, what do you guys think?
Right.
Stuff like that. So, you know, we try to stay as interactive as possible, and it's a good time. Good friends.
Fair enough. All right, guys. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to get right into the beer. We just wanted to let this episode be one for the records, a little more informative to get people kind of to, because, you know, we do get asked, what is our goal or why do we do what we do? We just figured we'd take this opportunity to let everyone know. So, Frank, what are we doing?
From 101 North Brewing Company, this is Naughty Odd Imperial Stout.
Love it.
It is 8.5% ABV out of Petaluma, California.
Nice.
If you want some more information on these guys, it's www.101northbrewing.com.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to give a huge shout out to 101 North Brewing. They're the ones who provided this beer for us to talk about here on the show, Open Bottle Talk and obsbeers.com. So right now, we're going to go ahead and pour it. We're going to go ahead and show you live on Periscope what it looks like and what the label looks like. It's really cool. It's got some sort of demonic half goat dude. What is it, a scimitar? No, setar. There's a setar on here.
Fawn.
Oh, you sure?
Yep.
No, okay, it's a fawn.
Centaur,
yeah.
Centaur's a horse.
No, I meant setar, not
setter.
Yeah, setter. All right, guys, there's a half goat motherfucker on here. So fawn, setter, whatever it is, it's sitting there, guys. So whatever. We don't know much about Greek mythology except for the fact that there's this half dude, half goat devil looking thing pulling children from the forest. Now, I do want to give credit to 101 North. Their stigmata bottle was the dopest bottle, I think. That's cool. So I think they're pulling some sort of story time imagery, whether it's biblical, Greek, whatever type of fairy tale that you like to pull from.
Yep.
They're pulling those images and really making them impactful. Now, Frank, we both know that this is a very interesting brewery, but they're making a lot of headway out there with their very interesting beers. And I like their, I kind of believe if they had a philosophy, it's like either you like us or you don't, who gives a shit? I think that's with all breweries, to be honest. It's like,
what's interesting about these guys is it's either great, I mean, fan fucking tastic.
Yes.
Or it's just, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So it's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Never bad.
Right.
But it's either, oh my God, it was phenomenal, I can't wait to get that again, or...
Of course. Okay, guys, so if you guys are ready, cheers to the smell.
Thanks.
And we do it right. Some things we don't need to fix.
Muscle memory.
Actually, I believe it. Wow. Okay, I was not paying attention to him on the style, and off the bat, it smells like a stout to me. I'm sure he said it.
It's Imperial Stout.
I literally did not pay attention to him. There's a little rust smell to it, a little rust smoke, and normally for me with my Imperials and a lot of things, there's a familiar smell with this. And so it does smell a little aggressive. It smells creamy, at the same time watery. What does that mean? milk and ice. You let it kind of cool. Let that ice melt a little bit. Boom. There's a lot of pepper going on in here. It's spicy. There is some sort of spice. And if I had to pick one, I'm going to go with clove. And this is off of one smell. Very rich chocolate. Two types of chocolate. Milk chocolate and dark chocolate or baker's chocolate. And then I'm going to hit you with an espresso. So if you guys have ever had the little 1 ounce espresso shots or the 2 ounce, that chalky taste is what I'm smelling. So that espresso coffee fragrance is what I'm being hit with. This is a very simplistic, complex fragrance right off the bat. Frank, what do you got?
Yeah, I think this would be fucking good for breakfast.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to go ahead and proclaim this as a breakfast stout. Put it in your cereal. I think, just the smell alone, I think would be great putting it with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
It's dark. It smells dark. Lots of chocolate. Lots of, not as much coffee. I think chocolate definitely rules here. Some vanilla, maybe slightly, very slightly smoky. Just a hint.
Yeah, there's a little woods back finish, smoky came over, pissed on the fire, and it's just smoldering.
No, like dark fruits or anything like that. It's a straight in your face.
What was the ABV on this?
I believe it was 8, but let me look.
Mint and glass 8-5. Ass. I'm sorry, say it again.
8.5.
All right, so it's low, but it does smell a little aggressive. Now, someone on Periscope said, I think their name was Mitten_Glass, said, what do you think about the new Glarus Spotted Cow? And if you want to know, head over to obsbeers.com. Links in the bio. I just wanted to let everyone know that right now we're on this beer. And we'll talk about beer when we're done. So I didn't want me to be a dick. I just kind of want to let people know that we get questions all over the place.
Yep.
All right. So we're good on the smell, right?
Please.
Let's hit the taste. Wait. Before I talk about the taste, I want to be an asshole. Can I be an asshole on our show? You would think that Bottle Squad would kind of tell everyone else on Periscope that we'll answer the questions when we're done. Boom. And I would drop the mic, but the mic's a little expensive. All right, Frank, what do we got on that taste? It's chalky.
Really chalky. And it's more coffee than chocolate. Kind of coffee groundish, not real fresh either. It's more
spent
coffee.
Yeah. You know what? I think it goes really great with the image of it, right? I'm going to go ahead and just show everyone the image again. I think brimstone, like it's singed and charred. I think it goes great with the advertisement. When you look at this creature, a lot of people would just mainstreamly go, the devil. It looks like the devil. You know, if somebody were to be that weird, right? Or it looks like Krampus without the children behind them. I think the logo, the name, and this particular beer, it's singy. It's charred. It's got a lot of barrel, like, bark in here. There's a lot of fucking bark in here. I really enjoy this because it's a dark, dark beer. You're right. This would be your breakfast. It's got high amounts of that coffee. It's got bark. It's fucking not sweet at all. It is chalky, like vanilla bean, like the husk of the vanilla bean, the cocoa powder, and then on top of that, the cocoa bean itself, and then hit you with some fucking bitters chocolate. Put that in your espresso, and that's what you're experiencing. This thing is aggressive. This thing is pretty, pretty bad.
Really, really coffee aggressive. Bitter as hell. I'm not getting much chocolate at all. If I'm getting chocolate, it is super, super dark and bitter. Not even semi-sweet. Full-on bitter.
Absolutely.
It's interesting.
I am, for one, going to give this high marks right off the bat. Like, seriously. I really am. Because you know what I like about it? It's up my alley. You know I like some oddball shit, right? Yep. And this particular beer is really delicious. And the cool part is it's not for everybody. So that means I get to savor this just a little bit more than most people. Does that make sense?
Understood.
So I like this. This is the cool part. Me and Frank are not going to agree on this.
No.
Yeah. And this is great. This is another reason why we do what we do, because we don't want to always agree. There has to be some sort of separation of individuality here on the show. So, all right, Frank. What's your score and why?
I'll stick with where I've been going all night. I'll give it a 4. I think it's above average. It's interesting. It's bitter as shit. Not quite off-putting. Close to it. I know you dig it. I need a little bit more sweetness to it. I think if there was just a little bit more sweet chocolate to it, this would be fucking phenomenal.
Or barreled aged.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, stouts or porters beg to be barrel aged.
Absolutely.
Beg.
All right, I'm going a little bit higher. I'm going to 4.5. And everything he explained is 100% true. The only thing I could take it out is it's because it's so charred and chalky. It's just a breath of fresh air that it doesn't necessarily have to be on the sweet end. It's very enjoyable. And if you're a person who loves their stouts a little more robust, a little more aggressive, this is the route to go. So I'm very pleased. Thank you, 101 North, for allowing us to experience this beer. And this is definitely top notched beer. This would not be for me, a top shelf. This would be your daily drinker. Like, oh man, I just got off work. I got this real shit taste in my mouth. I need to wash the fuck out. And I hope you guys really understand that.
I would go, for me, this would be more of a top shelf.
Really? Wow.
Only because I think the bitterness is so aggressive that this is going to put somebody off. I mean, I've had bitter stouts before.
Right.
I prefer sweet stouts, but I've had the bitter stouts.
It's almost coming off like a nostalgic style. Like, you know, when back in the day, there weren't a lot of sweet beers out there, believe it or not. A lot of beers, matter of fact, all beers back in the day were bitter because you had to preserve it and things like that when they figured it out before they started adding in the malts and things to balance out the sweet. This is if I were to place this flavor, I would put it back in the 1800s, more of a English, like, this is what the king would drink. Like, hand me my imperial stout, like shit. Like, this is the shit he drinks because it's rough and no other man shall share this beer. You know what I mean? So this beer is pretty interesting. That's pretty cool that you said this would be top shelf. For me, it's to be a daily. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to the last beer, which is dessert. We'll get you guys out of here. We really do appreciate you guys listening to the Open Bottle Talk. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now at the end of the circus. I hope you guys enjoyed our roller coaster ride. I hope you guys enjoyed some of the really cool ways that we are stepping the show up a little bit. We are very pleased that you guys are here listening to us, not only on Open Bottle Talk on ChillLoverRadio.net, and we really do appreciate everyone coming in on Periscope. Everybody is welcome. We love what you guys say, and then we've kicked out a few trolls. And guys, this has been one hell of a roller coaster ride. Thanks to the Frank and his randomization, we get some of the best beer reviews ever.
Love random fuckery.
Yeah, and we just grab them. Guys, there's no rhyme or reason why we do this. Now, if there is something...
I did put a couple back tonight.
Okay, no problem. And guys, every now and again, once in a blue moon, we will literally have some topics. I mean, it happens.
You know, some people might think it's sacrilegious, but every now and then you can have too many IPAs.
Yeah, IPAs. Unfortunately, most of the beers that we actually have in our stock are IPAs. The problem with IPAs is the time that we acquired these from either breweries or people who sponsored us, the IPA has flooded to market. And I can't wait till in the next couple of years because it's all about the sour and the barrel age. That is the up and coming beauty of it. Now, speaking of sours, we're going to go with something kind of undertone.
Yeah.
Very undertone. And I promise you, this brewery has never failed us no matter what they deliver. They have never failed us. All right.
Let's welcome a new person.
All right. This is from Kim Buchanan. Hi, guys. I'm new to your scope. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. Welcome. No walkers, baby. No walkers. I heard that's Australian for no worries. And we have a lot of Kiwis in the building as well. I think Kiwis are cool. We love you, Kiwis, and we love you from Oz. Ladies and gentlemen, I learned what Oz was. Oz is Australia. So it's good. All right, guys. No walkers. No walkers. All right, Frank. Because it's no walkers, which means no worries.
Right.
For Kim Buchanan, because she has a nice sniz.
Yeah.
Have you seen her picture? She's cute.
She is cute.
She has a blappable face. Blap. Like, if you guys don't know what blap is, it's coming on someone's face. Bukkake, but we say blap, and her face is blappable. Finger paint. Kids love it. All right. Let's move on to the beer. And the only reason why we're saying blap in your face, because it goes with the name of the beer. All right, Frank, take it away.
So, from the stars of Barley Beer Barons, exclusively on Amazon Prime, soon to be on Netflix, from Brew Rebellion, this is Sealed with a Kiss Lemon and Lime Goza. Brew Rebellion is out of San Bernardino, California. This is 5.24. 5.24 percent ABV. If you want some more information on these guys, it's www.brewrebellion.com.
Love those guys. Andy Sufton, we want to say we love you, man. We are so glad that we found them. And I'm going to pay a little homage. Is it all right if I pay a little homage? We want to give a huge shout out to Vegas Penguin, Paul. If it wasn't for him bringing over 4 bottles of Brew Rebellion, Andy Sufton would not have found us on Twitter. Thanks to the Bottle Squad, because we were filming it live on Periscope. We were doing live beer reviews because we do live beer reviews weekly on Periscope. And believe it or not, that same night that we cracked open our first Rebellion, Andy Sufton found us and started talking to me on Facebook. And from there, it was one of the most beautiful relationships. Then we drove down to the brewery with a Periscope meet family. We met Zymergis Beers, Toby. We met Uncle Joe, Just Like Mike. And we ended up having some of the most sickest event ever, just hanging out. And it wasn't supposed to turn out that way, but we ended up hitting several other breweries. And so if it wasn't for the fact that somebody bought some beer, So we got to try it. We would have never met Andy Sufton and his whole entire crew, Ed Parker and all of them, would have never known about their wonderful TV show. Frank, what's the name of that TV show on Amazon Prime?
It's called Barley Beer Barons.
Which is a phenomenal show. You guys should go check that out. And not to mention, I didn't want to tell this to Frank, but at some point they're doing their fourth anniversary being open. And I believe that we're going to be featured on their flyer as meettheobsbeers.com. Nice. So we're going to be out there with those guys as well. I'm just saying, it may not be true, but I'm throwing it out there.
The love goes both ways.
Yeah, guys, really he supports does. Us. We support him. And the cool part is fucking Brew Rebellion's beers say exactly what the fuck they are.
Yeah.
They don't pull no punches. And why they're called Brew Rebellion? Because they don't give a shit what the fuck you think. You should see a lot of their cease and desist orders in their original brewery. There was a lot for the cereal companies. There was, believe it or not, they're not allowed. There was a Maker's Mark Red wax and they got a cease and desist number. Guys, these guys are the fucking bad boys of all breweries. And we're trying to be there. We're the bad boys of beer reviews. They're the bad boys of just beer in general. And these guys don't give a shit. And we love them and respect them. So, guys, so let's get down to cheers to the smell.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Okay, a couple of things. Wow. Do you want to go first or do you want me?
Go.
Right off the bat, flat 7-Up. Lemon and lime, okay? Yeah. Flat. Now, that doesn't mean it's a deterrent for what it is, okay? So listen to what I'm saying. Also, pink Himalayan salt. Mm. There's a salty fragrance on this.
That's goza.
It should have it. And it smells like a very soft, delicate sour. It's got a little dainty sprinkle of ascorbic acid. So if you guys are familiar with ascorbic acid, the way that we've always explained it is if you take your finger and you put it inside a Kool-Aid packet and you taste it, that's ascorbic acid, okay? And then you balance it out with a little sugar and it's sweet and savory, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is flat 7-Up, okay? So or flat Sprite, whichever one you want, with a touch of salt, okay? That salt is there. And I'm going to place it as Himalayan salt. I work with it, so I know the smell and I know the taste. And I'm just saying this may not what they put in it. That sour coming from that goza, right? G-O-S-E is enunciated like rosé or rosa, goza. It's coming off a little funky on that foot fragrance, which is the part that we like. Frank, what do you want to throw in on that?
Well, I agree with what you're saying. It, going forward into the taste, we should get a tart punch at the beginning with just that sour tartness and then some salt in there, probably some coriander too. I'm not getting it on the smell, but usually a goza has it.
Yeah, they usually have a little spice in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it, man. Let's get fucking down
to it. Cheers to the taste, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Ascorbic acid, salty. Oh my God, of the first. Wow. Oh, wow. Whoa. Wow. Well, it's making my eyes water, dude. Okay.
Wow.
I want to spit, but I'm not a quitter, so I'm going to have to swallow on this. Guys, everything I just described and what Frank said is literally super punching your mouth.
Wow. Almost it comes across like a sour.
Yeah. It's an aggressive goza.
Yeah.
Salty. Guys, salty, like beef salt, like salty bacon salt, salty. And then you get the flat soda.
I'm not sure if you were talking about pink Himalayan salt.
What type of salt would you talk about?
I'm thinking kosher or sea.
Yeah, a little kosher salt. It almost tastes like one of those Lucas's candies. You know what I'm talking about? That lemon salt candy. You guys know what I'm talking about? That lemon salt packet that you...
Or if you ever had a Zots. You ever have Zots?
Zots. Boom.
Yeah.
Guys, this goza is unreal. This thing is a super ascorbic acid, like super ascorbic, right? So the first thing you're getting is...
That's puckery.
Yeah. And then you're getting hit with salt. And then it goes, oh, here's some lemon and lime for your mouth. Everything Brew Rebellion puts out
is exactly what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
Guys, so, like, fuck. Like, I'm looking at the glassware right now, like, son of a bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a really intense goza.
It's crazy because these delirium glasses usually force the carbonation up.
Yeah, it's not really giving us a lot of carbonation. It's just very dainty.
But when you taste it, it's carbonated as hell.
Yeah, it's very faint with it. It's not aggressive or sporadic. Guys, this is
fantastic. I'm so glad I saved that for dessert.
Oh, I'd have been pissed off at you, buddy.
Or what? I was looking for something light.
Yeah, well, fucking...
That ain't it.
This ain't it. Guys, this thing is salty.
Oh, yeah.
What else could we compare this to? Put salt on your mangoes. Put salt on anything sweet. That's what you're getting.
It's briny.
There you go. Briny.
Briny, pickle juicy.
Pickle juice. Pickle juice. Yeah. This would be a great washback to like Jamerson's or a good bourbon. This would be a great pickleback, guys. Yeah. Yeah, there it is. We're going to go with pickles. Pickles is the number one universal thing.
It doesn't taste like pickles.
No.
But it's got that same kind of sour.
Tart.
Oh, man.
This is fucking bomb.
It's more of a sour.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually a goza has that that tart up front.
Yep.
And then it fades.
But this is all the way in the back. This is like back. This guy, this is like a really good pickle washback. Awesome. Yeah, pickleback. Actually, if anyone's ever had a pickleback,
such good work.
Fuck you, Andy Sefton. I love you, dude. I have a lot of your bottles on my wall because I respect you, and I only keep them because they're the most memorable beers, and I can't keep them all on my shelf because people go, oh, you only sell Brew Rebellion on the show. No. These guys... Man, Andy, man, if I were to be like a few brewmasters out there, it would be Tim and Andy Sefton and then Andy Goodtimes and the Frank and myself. I'm only putting myself in the mix because the more I get it, the better I've improved. And my second beer improved. And the more I understand it, I pick up what people are putting down. And if it wasn't for people like Tim and Andy Sefton and this asshole next to me, I don't think I would have never really truly understand it, to be honest. All these other brewmasters that we've come across are phenomenal guys. But when you come across the what is it, the Picasso of beer making, this motherfucker's a goddamn savant, ain't he? Yeah. He's a goddamn savant. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna move on to our grade, and I hope you guys are enjoying what we're talking about. Andy Sefton, I swear to God, I'm gonna rape you.
Go ahead. What you got, Frank?
All right. I honestly think it goes against style. You want to get technical with it?
Yep.
I think it's more of a sour than a goza.
Yep.
I'm going to go 4.8.
Nice.
4.8. It's strange because if you grab the bottle, you're going to assume that it says goza. It's going to go with the style. It's going to be salty and tart, which it is, but the tart is just fucking hanging around, man. It is staying with you the whole time, like a full-on sour. And the salt. Everything hangs on, which is so strange because usually that goza, and I'm going to snap for a second, so it's like that, right? It's boom, and then it just kind of mellows out.
Yeah, very and quick.
This is not mellowing. It is aggressive. This is fucking great.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hook it up with a 4.9. Top shelf. I'm not pulling this down unless I am 100% certain that the person that I will share this with, Frank, is going to appreciate this. This is one of those beers that you should not sleep on. No. This is one of those beers you have to give it to a beer snob or an elitist, someone who's been in the beer game, who really appreciates what they're drinking, who will take their time with this beer. Because what we do on the show is once it's gone, it's gone. We don't ever ask for a repeat unless we fuck up. If we fuck it up and it was bad information, then we'll redo it. It's nothing, you know, hey, we're human. But this beer is for the elite. You beer snobs, boom. Those that are wanting to get into sours, this is your foot in the fucking door. This is so versatile, guys. This is, you know what would be great with this?
So good.
Cheesecake. Mm. Could you imagine like a salted caramel, lemon lime caramel something? Something like, oh, wait, no. A lemon strawberry cheesecake.
I'm thinking fried food.
You think it would go with fried food?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ooh.
Some fried chicken. Maybe, oh, you know, even better, fried pork chop.
Oh, fuck the applesauce. Oh, make the applesauce with it.
Ooh.
Like, reduce this down?
Maybe Star and Periscope says fish tacos.
You know what? Fish tacos would go great. I think a lot of white fish would go good with this. Yep. Matter of fact, for those that actually spritz their lemon and lime on their calamari or anything like that, put it in your mouth, wash it back with this. This has got a lot of citric acid.
Yeah.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, so I hope you guys enjoy this, guys. We're going to go do our closing statements with, what do we call it? Two for the road?
Two for the road.
Two for the road, guys. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to get you guys the fuck out of here. I think we've wasted enough of your time. Frank, do you think we wasted enough of your time?
Never.
Good. Guys, this is pretty much my favorite part of the show. This is our two for the road, and this is also where we're going to incorporate the people of Periscope. We're going to let them start first and ask us any questions about the beer and any fucked up question with the beer and why. So right now, we're going to go ahead and give a moment to Periscope to ask us a question to either me, Frank, or both of us. What will we do with the five beers on tonight's show? And let's see where it goes. How do you feel about that, Frank?
Sure, why not?
All right, guys, we're going to wait on Periscope right now.
No, that's not a question. Someone asked if we would do a spit shot. No.
Yeah, why would you waste the beer?
Shame on you.
That's horrible.
Bad questions.
Bad questions.
Key.
Yo.
What would you cook with the El Dorado?
Ooh, as far as an IPA goes?
Mm.
The only thing I can think of if we were to use an IPA in cooking is I would have to turn it into a sauce for pasta.
Okay.
I'd probably put it in some sort of puree, like something like split peas or something green to kind of balance out the earth. I would have to do
something like it's going to sound weird, like leafy items and puree them in a food processor. Pour that in to bring it out, reduce it and make some sort of sauce for some penne with some chicken and put that green sauce right on top. But I think that earthy goodness would be a good balance. And I think also with a little bit of brown sugar, I think that would be pretty good. I pulled that one out of my house. It says, would you use the Lanikai in like a shrimp recipe, Frank? All right, Frank is going to go taste that. Right now, that came from Hoku0916. Her name is Star. Hoku is Hawaiian for Star.
You know what? I wouldn't use it in a scampi. I might do, if I was going to do like a coconut shrimp, I might use it for some of the batter to give it a little more earthiness.
All right. West Coast Vapors asked us, what beer of the five would be a good pair with a vanilla custard vape? For me, I would go with the Naughty Odd Imperial Stout because of the chocolate principles that I experienced with it. It would go great with a wonderful vanilla custard vape. It really would. I think it would be really nice. Now, Felicia Butler asked, which one of them are the sweetest, if any of them?
I love Felicia, by the way.
Absolutely. We love you, baby. And you guys don't know, Felicia Butler does wonderful scopes with her and her 37 cats. And she's a recovering smoking person. And she sounds like this. How you guys doing?
No, she doesn't.
It's good. It's good. How you doing, doll? You don't ever come around. Why? Is it because of all my cats? I used to always let people play with my sniz. And then we used to have all these cats. And now they just play with the pussy, but not with my sniz. That's Felicia Butler. So, Frank, out of all these beers, which one was the sweetest for you?
Which one was the sweetest,
if any?
Probably the El Dorado. If the Sealed with a Kiss lemon and lime goes wasn't so goddamn sour,
right?
I'd probably say that, but just on the sweetness factor, I'd have to go with the El Dorado.
Fair enough. We'll take a couple of more questions off of Periscope right now. So we're just waiting on everyone else to kind of type it in because, you know, we have slow typers. It's okay.
Well, if they don't type, ask me a question. Right. I already asked you one.
All right, so. Frank, out of all five of these beers right now, which one was your least favorite?
That's an interesting question.
You know?
I would probably go with the chocolate porter.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was good.
But stacked up against all the beers tonight.
You know what? Honestly, it's between the chocolate porter and the Naughty Odd. They both have some, in my mind, some negatives to them. I think the saving grace for the Naughty Odd is it's a stout, it's creamier, and porters are, to me personally, they're not as creamy as stouts, and I prefer the creamier ones.
Okay, there was a good question. Let me grab it. Hold on. It comes from Felicia Butler, and I thought that was a really good question. And then we got one from Silly Girl. It says, out of all the five beers here, are there any that don't taste like beer? And the one I can explain to you is Goza. Goza, this Down syndrome version of sour, it doesn't taste like a beer at all. You really probably think of this as a shandy, it's a sour, but if you really take the mainstream thought process of a beer, it doesn't taste like that at all. All right, now from Silly Girl, Frank, I'll give it to you right now. Yeah. Which would you give as a gift to your, as a friend, Frank? And this comes from Silly Girl, guys.
I'm going to answer it in two parts.
Ooh, I like two parts.
If I want to fuck with them, I'll give them the Sealed with a Kiss Lemon Lime Goza from Brew Rebellion. But if I just want them to just kind of kick back and enjoy a pretty good beer, I would go with the Lanikai Imperial IPA.
I got one more for you, Frank. I think this one's a good one for you.
Yeah, sure.
Out of all these beers, excluding the Goza, which one is going to be the most memorable of this episode?
Oh, wow. That is a really good question.
Bam. I would drop the mic, but these things are expensive.
I'm going to go with the Naughty Odd.
Okay.
Just because it was so, honestly, off-putting bitter that if you weren't ready for it, it's going to hurt your feelings.
Absolutely. All right, Frank, you got one more for me, and then we're going to get you guys out of here. We want to thank everybody for participating with the questions on Periscope. We'll give everybody their acknowledgement in just a moment. Mm-hmm. All right, Frank, you got a good one for me. Make it good, Pimpin. You know what? Instead of it being a trashy one.
Yeah.
You know, we get a little squared here.
Sure.
Hit me with something, and let's see what I can work out with it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Hit me with a challenge.
All right, so Key.
Yes.
Let's say you're given a breakfast challenge.
Okay, breakfast challenge.
Ooh. Breakfast challenge.
Breakfast, I hate breakfast too.
You've got grapefruit.
Okay, grapefruit.
Kumquat. And Canadian bacon. What are you going to pair?
You son of a bitch. Oh, shit. All right, Canadian bacon, kumquat, grapefruit. Okay, so we'll take those two. One salty, one's bitter, kumquat sweet. To me, they're sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and go with the Goza. I think what I could probably do with the Goza is mix it with the grapefruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can do the kumquat wrapped with the bacon.
Okay.
And serve it as before an actual breakfast. It would be an appetizer before the main course.
Like an amuse?
Yes, like an amuse. Yep.
Yeah. Interesting.
No, I think it would really work well. I think the sweet and savory playoff and the salt, and I think the salt from the Goza would pair with the Canadian bacon on the kumquat.
Right.
And then when you pour in the grape juice or you muddle it with this, it kind of would, I think the grapefruit would bring down the ascorbic acid of it. And then you would have like some sort of really delicious manmosa or really adult.
Interesting.
What do we want to say here? Shandy.
Good fucking drink.
Yeah, it'd be really good. And man, I think that'd be great. You asshole, that was tough. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get you guys out of here. Now, if you guys want to fuck with us even more, you want to get in depth and know who we are, head over to obsbeers.com. Everything is on that main page. Check out our menu, our charity work we do. Check out our merchandise. Guys, we're on every social media that is popular at the moment. And if there's anything else that comes up, we will be on that as well. But again, all you have to do is literally type in at obsbeers in your search engine. You'll find our YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our Untapped, our Snapchat, our G+, our Pinterest. Yeah, that's right. We pin. And our Skype and our Glide.
Yep.
If you need to get a hold of us, this is your best bet. And you can always contact us on obsbeers.com in the contact section. You can get a hold of myself, Key at obsbeers.com, or Frank at
obsbeers.com.
There you go. And then there's also Hard Luck Mike. And then there's a general section for that. And if you guys want to be a part of our podcast, there's a section for you to talk to us offline about our podcast. If you guys want to come in, if you're a home brewer, if you're an actual brewery, hell, we'll even talk if you're a spirits in the wine world. We are not limited to our plethora of information and our deliverance of entertainment. So with that said, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
And we'll catch you guys later. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Take care. Thanks for coming.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.